Aloha, and welcome to Global Family Live. I am your host, Kay Snow Davis. No matter where you are or what your life feels like right now, this hour is for you. Relax and take a deep breath. Breathe in aliveness. Now let your breath out and release your stress of the day. Breathe in love and release your breath in gratitude. How are you doing tonight, and how has your week been? The reports that I'm getting from the clients and various other practitioners is, feels like the heat's been turned up. Now, some people are reporting this from several months ago, some from just the beginning of the month, and some in the last few days. But one of the key things that we're noticing, and maybe you are also, is these dramatic shifts in your energy and the way that you feel daily. One of the things that's been happening a lot for people is they'll just be going along in their day and it seems to be fine, and then just like a window shade starts coming down over their consciousness and that incredible desire to just close your eyes. Now, this has been happening a lot. And it doesn't seem to be from stress-related conditions necessarily, nor does it seem to be because the person hasn't had enough sleep. So one of the key things that we're registering is when this amazing feeling of I just have to close my eyes is occurring, that we register this as a download, that the vibrational rate that is changing planetarily and individually in each one of us is creating a necessary shift in our vibrational field. When our conscious mind is awake, then our vibrational field is in a different rate of receiving. When we close our eyes and let go of the conscious mind, we go to a different rate of receiving in our body. And it seems that for most of us right now, we're able to receive the download of vibration and energetic shift more rapidly and easier if it's actually done while we have our eyes closed. So there's a few things I know we've always talked about. Drink more water, take deeper breaths, and this is another thing that if you can possibly accommodate this feeling as it occurs, it will be much easier on your body. And many times it doesn't take much more than 5 minutes, 15 minutes, and the whole experience shifts. If you cannot accommodate that feeling, that need to just shut your eyes, one thing that I've used is I've negotiated with that energy, especially if I'm driving. This has happened to me a lot when I was living on Kauai and I'd be driving home. And as a matter of fact, there seemed to be certain areas on the island where this would actually occur more frequently. So if I could not stop, then I would negotiate and say, you know, I've got 15 more minutes till I'm home. Just hold on. And usually the energy would lift and it wouldn't be so stressful. And then I kept my agreement that when I got home, that was exactly what I would do is just let my eyes close and let myself receive this energy. So during this time, starting in March of 2003, I'd like to give you just a little bit of background here on the astrological implications of these changes. In March, it was actually March 11th of 2003, when this planet Uranus went into Pisces. And this planet Uranus works with our neural pathways, works with our nervous system, works with the electromagnetic fields. It's part of what helps our minds perceive the reality and the ability to create these amazing, amazing electronics that are happening now. Now, I want to take just a moment here and remind those of you who have joined us here a little bit late that this is Global Family Live. I'm your host, Kay Snow Davis, and our special guest tonight, Dr. Jay Actley. Now, right now, we're having a little problem getting in contact with her. So, if you don't mind, I'd like to talk a little bit longer about the astrological conditions that are happening right now and see if any of that applies to you. And if you have any special questions about what's going on that you would like to ask, please feel free to call. In the U.S., it's 877-876-5227. In Canada, it's 888-815-0756. And anywhere else in the world, it's a direct line, 530-876-3222. So for a moment here, let's go back to this planet called Uranus. Since Uranus works on the neural pathways in the electromagnetic fields, our conscious mind is a vibrational field at a certain rate that allows us to have a memory, a cognitive memory. Our cognitive memory in the conscious mind is based on our experience, what we've learned, and what we think in our belief systems. Now, with this kind of context within which we gather information, it can become pretty tight and pretty small. Especially if we're not exposed to other cultures or other languages or other views of the world. So I see Uranus in Pisces as a tremendous support for us on the planet right now, while the planet itself is evolving, our mental constructs must be more pliable, more flexible, in order for consciousness to shift in our own body, which is a vibrational field as well. Because no matter what we think, our life depends on our coherent field of energy with this earth. The North Pole is the same thing as our top of our head. The crown chakra is the North Pole in our body. The South Pole is our feet. The equator is our waist. So our body is regulated and needs to be in a resonant field with the energy of the earth. Since our body's three-fourths water and the planet's three-fourths water, water is the primary conductor for vibration. And all life is vibration. And thought is an activator of vibration. So our thoughts have a bigger influence in our wellness for ourselves individually and our wellness for ourselves collectively. Now, I know you've heard me say before about Dr. Bruce Lipton's book, The Biology of Belief. He gives us a very clear description in his book of how vibration is the primary influence in the cellular membrane that notifies the DNA to give messages to our brain. So the environment that we live in, that we're consciously living in, whether that's the noise of a city or the noise of the music or the stimulation from the TV, all of that is an outside influence and probably cannot compete with the inside influence that comes through our thinking. Now, the Hawaiians talk about that power flows where the focus goes. And, you know, if we could monitor our thoughts the way a computer now can monitor fractals and see what the real patterns are, you know, statistically they've said that we have 60 to 70,000 thoughts per day, and 60% of those thoughts are repetitive. So if we're talking vibration and influence in your body and influence in your environment, you can see if we've got 6 billion people on the planet. Now, our babies have a different function, so they're not having cognitive thoughts for a while. So, you know, taking into account that some of our 6 billion people are babies, we still have a massive, massive amount of influence in the thought field that's influencing our everyday vibration, our everyday lifestyle. So when we change our belief, when we change our thought patterns, it's really quite dramatic. The vibrational shift that takes place in the quantum field of collective consciousness. So I think this is one of the things that I really feel is happening right now. Since 2003, when Uranus came in to Pisces to help us open our consciousness to an expanded level of our spiritual power and an in-depth level of our spiritual power, which is to help us remember and recognize that we truly are a divine expression of energy, a divine expression of life. And in that divine expression, each one of us are individuated, just as our DNA and our fingerprints represent. And yet, we're all breathing the same breath. You know, this word, aloha, Alo means universal space, and Ha is the breath. So we're all breathing the same breath. We're all living from the energy of the same sun. And we're all eating food that grows on this one planet. So there's this amazing aspect of our life where, yes, we are individuated. We're a totally unique expression of life. And we are also infinitely connected to that source of life. So as this beloved planet is going through the changes that we see are happening, and it's been termed global warming, and yet there are many scientific studies that are showing the rhythm and the changes for Earth changes that have gone on for eons. Now, of course, in our world, now we're technologically and in the ways that we're living, we're making choices that are out of harmony with the Earth. And in those choices that are out of harmony with the earth, it creates many times a toxic thought form in our consciousness. It creates disruptive and harmful choices in the use of the resources, whether that's the air, the water, the land, or any of the other resources. Since this planet has been here much longer than any one of us and is a part of a universal system, it won't be disappearing in the next few centuries. And because we're a rather new species on this planet, it's really important that we recognize being a guest on planet Earth is a tremendous privilege. And with this privilege comes accountability and responsibility. Now, I have a sense with the changes that are taking place right now on this Earth that it's a quantum shift in consciousness that I imagine took place also during the time when we thought the Earth was flat. Now, it never was. Somebody made that up. And they marketed it, and they sold it, and the collective consciousness bought it. Now, I'm always so impressed with that thought, because they had no cell phones, they had no TV, they had no telephones, they had no computers. And yet, the mass consciousness still got that concept and believed it. So that has some validation and representation of this principle that we call the 100th monkey. When there's enough vibrational influence in one direction with one thought, and it hits a critical mass or a tipping point, then the collective consciousness perceives that reality as valid. So let's just think about this for a moment. Let's think about what's happening here in America and how much fear we're being fed by the media. How often do you pick up the paper or a magazine or on the computer and read glowing articles of human accomplishment and human goodness and human kindness. Now, what I'm noticing is there are more and more magazines who are choosing to focus on these amazing things that are going on around the world, not just in America, but around the world. So in that sense, they're pretty isolated pieces of information. But if you have an interest, if your mind thinks in a certain way and you have a certain intention and you are walking your talk, you become a vibrational field that is magnetic. That magnetic field will begin to draw to you those things that you are thinking about. Now, let's talk about that for just a moment. There's a place in the brain called a reticular activation system. So once this part of our brain gets notified of a thought, it opens up that awareness field. So if you decide you're going to buy a new car and you go look at the Hondas, and there's a particular kind that you really like, and even the color. Love that silver Honda. And then, lo and behold, as you're driving, you begin to notice all of these Hondas. Now, what's happened is the reticular activation system in your brain got notified that you have an interest. A strong interest, which is called a focus, on this silver Honda. And then your awareness becomes activated, and wherever you go, you're going to be seeing these silver Hondas. So the same thing happens with our thoughts about anything, even if it's not something that we can hold in our hand. It can be about feelings or it can be about experiences. So the key thing is the power of our thinking to influence our environment for ourselves personally and also collectively. Now, I'd like to just take a moment here to remind you that you're listening to Global Family Live. I'm your host, Kay Snow Davis. And I'm sorry our special guest, Dr. Jay Actley, was not able to be available tonight. So I'm filling in and sharing some thoughts about the astrological influences that we're having right now and how this is influencing our health physically, mentally, emotionally, and correlating to some of the major changes that are taking place on the planet. So the planet that we're talking about right now is called Uranus, and Uranus in Pisces, and that's been happening since March 11th of 2003, and it's going on, it's a 7-year cycle. So it's going to last through 2010. So see, we have 3 more years of this happening. So one of the things that you might notice in this last 4 years, have you noticed that your conscious memory just doesn't work in the same way? Have you noticed that sometimes you just absolutely cannot remember where are the keys unless you're very habitual and putting those keys someplace, or can't remember for sure if you really made that phone call? You were thinking about it and even had that conversation in your head, but did you really dial the phone? Did you really send that email, or did you just think about it? And what was it you were looking for? You just left the bedroom to go to the kitchen and, oh my God, what was it I came here for? If you've noticed this as an increase in these last 4 years, it's not an age-related condition alone. You're not developing Alzheimer's nor dementia. And what is happening is the vibrational rate in the cognitive mind is changing. I have a friend on Maui, and he said, he just doesn't have any coat hangers for that stuff anymore. There's just no place to put it. Now, let's look at our cognitive mind like a container. And so there's a difference if the container is a vase that holds water, and then if that vase gets a crack in it, it's still going to hold water, but it's going to start leaking out. Then if we change and trade that vase in for a funnel or a sieve, it's a completely different experience. When we need to change our belief system, there has to be more space, literally more space between the cells, that the vibration is different. Now, this is why people meditate. This is why people do Tai Chi and Qigong and various different methods, yoga, deep breathing, jogging. It actually creates an alteration in our consciousness. Well, this is the similar thing that's happening with Uranus in Pisces. It's creating an alteration in our consciousness to create more space in our cellular mass so we're more open to other options. We're more open to other possibilities in the way we think. Now, if we change the direction of our thinking, we are going to affect everything in our personal field and in the collective field. So when you have a deep desire to be in service in the world today with what's going on, each one of us has the ability to make a huge contribution. We can change the way we think. I've mentioned to you before about the Institute of Heart Math in Boulder Creek, California. Probably about 40 years that they've been doing research on the actual influence of the heart and the brain. And what they have discovered is that the heart is the ruling organism. They and many others have discovered the heart is the ruling organism in the body with baroreceptors that create the message from the heart to the brain. Then the brain gives the messages to the body to help the system stay in a healthy, balanced state. All of this regulated by the heart, because the rhythm of the heart and the Hertz rate on the planet are the same. So we are united with this earth that we live on vibrationally, so that the food we eat can actually be assimilated, digested, and used to help create health in our body. Now, the better the health is in our body, which means a balanced state of being, the easier it is for our mind and our emotions to also be balanced. So September 3rd of this year, this planet called Saturn came into Virgo. Now, Saturn is a stabilizer. It helps us focus and function in our daily life. Saturn in Virgo is Earth. Virgo is Earth. And Virgo is Earth in a very practical way. In our daily living, in health and healing in service, working with small animals, in helping us stay conscious of our human life experience. Now, just prior to that, from 2005 till this September of this year, 2007, Saturn was in Leo. Now, that's that stabilizing energy, but it was in fire, the fire of the sun. We had a lot of fires, too. Did you notice during those 2 years? A lot of fires. Now, the fire in us is part of our living life force. It helps keep us awake, aspiring, and sometimes will save our life. So when we have someone who's in a state of depression or a state of hopelessness or been badly traumatized, if they start feeling angry, this is such a good sign, because one of the key things that it's letting us know is they're finding their fire. Because depression and suppression and hopelessness comes from an immense amount of water. And when we start recognizing and feeling the fire, this will help grow the energy that is necessary to maintain life. So Saturn in Leo for 2 years was really stirring things up. Now, let me just interject something here. If you want to have a wonderful reference for emotional points, there's this book called Ask and It Is Given by Esther and Jerry Hicks. And they have a wonderful section. Just checking here. It's actually on page 114 in their book. They have 22 lists of different emotions and the direction that they go vibrationally. So you can actually look at these and tell which direction the emotion is taking you. But I can tell you that when fire comes into our being, especially after tragedies, that it's part of our survival. So the last 2 years, with a lot of fire with Saturn in Leo, there's been a lot of stuff stirred up. Now, it doesn't always feel good to stir stuff up, and it's essential for change. So the last 2 years, a lot of things that got exposed to us personally or to us collectively, these are things that were very important for us to begin to consciously recognize. In preparation for this change now that has started September 3rd and will last for 2 to 2.5 years. Now, the other thing that's very profound about this, we have not had Saturn in Leo since 1975 to 1977, 30 years ago. So the last 30 years, we have been in preparation for making the changes that are necessary in our personal lives and collectively. now with Saturn in Virgo since September of this year till 2009, that was happening 30 years ago also, from 1977 to 1979. So for all of us who've been on this planet 30 years ago, this is a full circle. So just check out what was happening in your life 30 years ago. And where are you now? And how can you use this last 30 years as foundational support for the next 30 years? Because when Saturn comes into Virgo, it's time to walk our talk. The things that got stirred up from 1975 to 1977, from 2005 till 2007, now it's time to have a demonstration, an actualization of those conditions, whether it was from 1977 to 1979 or from 2007 to 2009. So let's put these pieces together here. Uranus in Pisces is working with the water. Saturn in Virgo is working with the earth. Now, we know what happens to our Earth, this planet Earth, if there's not enough water. The ground dries up, it can harden. So the combination of the Earth receiving the water is very, very crucial to new life. So we have the opportunity now with Uranus in Pisces, which that will not happen again for 84 years, Saturn in Virgo, which will not happen again for 30 years. So in our lifetime, we'll probably have Saturn come back into Virgo again. Unless we're very young, we're probably not going to have Uranus and Pisces again in this lifetime. So this is such a special moment. This is such a special time on our planet. This is truly the time for new life to emerge. And you and I and every one of us are a special participant, a special co-creator in this evolution. You don't have to be another Oprah in the world. We already have an Oprah. Don't have to be a Nelson Mandela. You don't have to be anybody except you. And it's really important that you don't diminish the value of you in this time of transformation on this planet. Because your thoughts are tremendously influential, tremendously transformative and changing and powerful. And especially if you add any emotion behind it. So if you had passion, that's one version. If you add anger, or if you add resentment, or if you add jealousy, or if you add excitement, or you add anticipation, any emotion connected to or attached to thoughts increases its power. It's an exponential increase. Because you see, our emotions are like adding gas. emotion, energy in motion. So when our thinking is activated by greater emotion, the power is increased dramatically. So I'd like us to explore this possibility. We have a lot of information daily in practically every direction that we look. That is about doom and gloom. Now let's just think for a moment, for those of us who live in America, how dramatic the changes are in this country called America, and how disappointing it can be, how frightening it can be, how possibly disgusting it can be. But let's think for a moment what it might be like if we turn our thoughts to the America that we choose to live in, to the America that we are dedicated to for our children, to the America that we know has a destiny on this planet, as each and every nation has a destiny, as each and every person. What would happen if you and I, the number of us here on our radio show tonight, if we decided that we were going to manage our thinking and we were going to focus our thinking on the future of America that we choose to live with? This is a very, very powerful time on this planet to use our thinking to instill changes in ways that are beyond what our conscious mind understands. You see, our conscious mind is like a steering wheel. It directs the energy through our choices. But where does the energy come from that we're directing? See, we're not in charge of that. We don't create that. We receive that energy, and then we give it direction by our thinking. We give it power by our passion, by our devotion, by our commitment, by our intention. So as we come into this time of year that most nations and most people on the planet consider a holy time, where there's more heart opening and more thought of caring for others, this is a really wonderful time for us to really work together and seed our future by the thoughts we think today and how we water those thoughts every day with our attention, with our intention. No matter what the media says, no matter what the administration is projecting, we are responsible for our thinking. Each and every one of us has an exquisite direct connection to the universe, an exquisite direct connection to this thing we call the future. Now, the future, if we focus on the future right here, right now, by looking at our precious children and wanting to provide and support them with the clearest possible life that they can have on this incredible planet, then we don't have to create the future. We just think right here, right now, what can I do to help this child? What can I do to support this child? What can I do to help make the streets safer for our children, the schools safer? And just by one choice at a time, one step at a time, and each one of us just truly listening to our own heart and soul in this magical time where astrologically it's such a perfect time to plant seeds. And to have those seeds naturally grow and emerge. So remember, power flows where your focus goes. So when we start asking ourselves, Is this thought a thought that I want to grow? Do I want this thought to be bigger in my life, to be bigger in the world? And if not, if those thoughts that you are recognizing are not the ones that you want to grow, then you can say stop. And when you say stop, you literally are notifying your conscious mind, change the direction. It's no different than your steering wheel on your car. If you turn it in a certain direction, that's the direction the car is going. If your thoughts are going in that direction, your life is going to have that experience of that direction. So there has to be a conscious recognition of where are your thoughts taking you, where are your thoughts going. Then you command, stop. Now, you can also physically alter those thoughts from going into the hard drive part of your brain by placing your hands in the center of your forehead, take them out to the temples. This is called your erase button or your delete button. And when you do this motion, you literally pattern interrupt the neural pathways that would increase the power of that thought in your belief system. After you've erased that or deleted it, then you rephrase or rethink your positive thought, and then you tap that positive thought in by tapping on your breastbone. Right at the heart level, on the breastbone. And one of the things that you can say when you tap in at this level, because now this is your save button, this is an anchor in, you can say, I deeply love and appreciate myself, I deeply love and appreciate myself. You could also say, I trust myself, I trust myself. I am safe, I am safe. I have faith in myself. I have confidence in myself. Whatever affirmative statement that you would like to increase in your physical, mental, and emotional body, you just tap it in. Whatever phrases, thoughts, or beliefs that you want to reduce their power, you erase. You do the delete. So you can start right away by making these changes. And know that this is the time for this next 2 years, 2 to 2.5 years. This is one of the most special times to plant seeds and let the natural law of the universe grow those seeds. And you can assist as a co-creator in this garden of thought by managing what you're thinking, by managing where your energy goes. So this is a very, very special time And if you remember that if our body is not feeling well, it needs to detox. And once it's detoxed, then it can regenerate. So if you look at the world and see the high level of drama and trauma and crisis and human suffering and the disparaging treatment of the natural resources and the earth, and if you look at it and recognize this is the detox, and that the truth is emerging and the light is forcing the darkness to be obvious and evident. What we can see and recognize, we can redirect. What we can feel, we can heal. So during this holiday season, since our next show will be January 7th, I want you to really, really know you are the gift. And not just in this Christmas season. Every day of your life, you are the gift. And it doesn't matter where you've been. It doesn't matter where your thoughts have been. You can manage your thinking and make a huge, wonderful contribution to yourself first, because your immune system will be strengthened, your sense of balance, your sense of homeostasis for yourself mentally, physically, and emotionally will be so much stronger. So give yourself the present of your presence and gift this world with your passion, with your desires, and with your deep soul felt presence, that it truly makes a different place in this world. I want to thank you so much for sharing this time with me, and we'll see if we can arrange to have Dr. Actley come online with us at another time. We'll send her blessings in this process. And on January 7th, I'm going to have a very special guest, Carol Ann Munro, who is from Canada. She's going to be talking to us about the majestic transformation and awakening to your innate joy for 2008. She's a delightful, wonderful woman, and I know you'll enjoy her. I want you to have a wonderful Christmas and a very, very happy new year. And to remember that you can go to Global Family, which is www.gfec.com. You can check out my books, my CDs, and you can go to a free teleconference call at 212-990-7370. And so I leave you with this in the year 2007. Ano ai ko alehele, blessings on your journey. Ahui ho. Until we meet again in 2008. Aloha.